I'd like to call a meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education to order. Would you please join me as we honor America and stand for the pledge to the flag?
Attention, salute, pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you may be seated. This is really exciting. No mask, no petitions, and people in this room. So you got to stay the whole night. You can't leave till this meeting is over. It's pretty exciting. Thank you all for being here. Next is the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. A lot of our good news tonight is actually seated out here in the audience. But we still do have some good news that we're going to read. Ms. Webb, we'll go to you first.
All right, from JMS, we have Brian Smith, led the mythical cartography teacher professional development session hosted by ORAU in Oak Ridge on Wednesday, June the 9th. The mythical cartography session gave educators a method and the tools to teach geography and visual arts in a more creative manner. ORAU is offering additional teacher professional development sessions that can be attended in person or virtually, all free of charge through the rest of June.
Mr. Stevens.
Also at Jefferson Middle School, the following students are now a piece of Jefferson Middle School history for having straight A's all 4 years throughout their career. They are, and pardon me if I get a name wrong, Sydney Blanchard, Casey Bird, Henry Landau, Isabel Liu, Cyril Meredith, Sienna, that is Miro Dipney, Jacob Moore, Lily Moran, Sonia Pebbles, and Lily Shelton, and William Shane, and Eddie Weston. Outstanding.
Let's give them outstanding. A hand. Continuing still in the good news category, we're going to recognize some very deserving young people who worked hard, saw some of their dreams, I hope, come true as they became state track champions. We're going to start off first, Mr. Nick Corrigan, the Dean of Students at Jefferson Middle School, if you'd come up and get us started.
Hi, good evening, board members, guests. I'd like to introduce our athletic director, Katie Bowling. She's also one of the assistant track coaches, and she's going to recognize some of our students for their hard work this year for their athletic season.
On Saturday, May 22nd, the Jefferson Middle School track and field team competed in the TMSAA State Championship Track and Field Meet at Austin Peay State University in Clarksville. Several JMS athletes excelled, achieved personal bests, and placed in the top five finishers of their events. However, two of Jefferson's relay teams won the state championship, finishing in first place. Jefferson's 4x200 meter relay finished first with a state championship time of 1 minute 42.19 seconds. Relay team members include...
And would y'all come up, if she calls your name, please come on up to the podium.
Troy Welch. Caden Greenhall. Tyson Triplett, and JT Gormley. Jefferson's 4x400 meter relay finished with finished first place with a state championship time of 4:3.37. Relay team members include JT Gormley, Dallas Frent, Devin Slattery, and Mason Greenhall. Congratulations to all of the student athletes and coaches on such an incredible accomplishment.
Actually, we have a camera that's right behind us, so you can turn that way. I hope you all got lined up better for your relay than you did for this picture. Let's give them another well-deserved round of applause. Just one quick, are y'all all eighth graders? Two seventh graders, three eighth graders. Good. All right. Thank you. And thank you all for coming tonight. Much appreciated. Okay, moving on next to Robertsville, Dr. Kurt Reniger, principal of Robertsville, is going to get us rolling with some more track champions.
Absolutely, and thank you, Mr. Philhauer, and all of our board members for, again, recognizing the accomplishments of our students and our student athletes. Certainly, we are super proud of all of our Oak Ridge athletes, Robertsville and Jefferson. So with that being said, we had an outstanding track season as well, and I would like to ask Coach Simmons and Coach Warner to come forward to recognize our state champions on the girls' track side.
Good evening. At this time, I'd like to introduce our 4x1 relay team. First is Zayana Stewart, eighth grader. Anaya Porter, eighth grader. Ivea Mitchell, seventh grader. And Sakari Stewart, seventh grader.
And they're very excited to be here. So the girls relays also came in second place overall in the 4x200, and then Ivea Mitchell also came in second place overall in the 100 individual, and Anaya Porter in fifth place overall in the 100 meter individual, and the 4x100 girls champion with a time of 52.66 seconds. And we compete in the AA, which is the small school division, and they actually have the fastest time of all girls' schools, A and AA, in the 4x100 relay.
Let's congratulate them. Thank you, ladies, and congratulations. And coaches, thank you all, too. Well, one good thing about this good news, if you're paying attention, we're really covering a lot of different areas of education in Oak Ridge. You've heard academics, you've heard athletics, and now we're going to move to more of the scientific field. So that's always a good thing, to share that we're not just one focus. Oak Ridge Education is multi-focused, and we as a board are honored to have you here tonight, and we'd like to talk about the good things that you do in our school district. So, Mr. Todd Livesey, if you'll come on up and take us to the next level.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I would like to say the Robertsville athletes, I don't know the Jefferson athletes, although I am a Jefferson graduate. Those girls that are sitting there, I had them in class, some of them, and they are just outstanding, outstanding young ladies, and very proud that they're part of the Robertsville community. So tonight, I'd like to give you all an update on RAMSAT, this little project that we've been working on for the last 6 years, our little satellite that we sent up to space earlier this month. And if I could bring our mentors up, please. Mentor team, come on up. We did have a successful launch a couple of weeks ago, and we were all there for that. We had, Dr. Cross, how many people would you say? Dr. Ringer, 40, 50?
About 40 or 50 people.
50 people from Oak Ridge that actually came down for the launch, a lot of families, and it was really a good event. We got to stand on the beach and watch the rocket go up. It was pretty amazing. So I want my guys to talk about some of the specific technical stuff that's going on with the satellite. And so I'm going to start with, I guess, Dr. Thornton. Would you like to talk real quick?
Yeah.
Give an update on what RAMI's doing.
So, we've got a satellite in space. It's traveling 17,000 miles an hour, orbits the Earth every 93 minutes, and it's been doing that since 5:05 a.m. on Monday morning. So it's been around something like 100 times now, maybe a little more than that. I'm going to read you a list of the places on the Earth that have reported hearing data coming down from the RAMSAT satellite. It's going to take me just a minute because it's kind of a long list. Of the states in the U.S., this is kind of in order of who heard it first. Virginia. They got us first. Tennessee, thank you very much to the whole team and all the students for accomplishing that. Utah, Illinois, California, Oregon, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, Indiana, West Virginia, Texas, Wisconsin, and Louisiana. And that was from 3 days ago, so probably a few more since then. So that's just over the U.S. This satellite travels around the world, and we've had reports of good beacon data coming down from the following countries: Japan, Switzerland, Malaysia, Argentina, Serbia, Saudi Arabia, Ukraine, Russia, Portugal, Spain, France, Italy, Austria, England, Germany, the Netherlands, the Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary, South Africa, Australia, and Canada. So, as I reported on Facebook, not bad for a first-time traveler. And I will just wrap up my comments by saying that at every step of the way, over the multiple years that this has been in progress, the schools, the students, the teachers, everybody, the mentors, have just given their all. And if I would say there's a motto for the project, it is that we will find a way. And you have helped us do that, so thank you very much.
Hold on, Rome. Just take another minute. So I would like to, for David Andrews to talk real quick. He's our lead ham radio specialist because everybody here has a job, and we won't take too much of your time, but there's a lot about this that I'd like you to hear. So just an update on our ham radio, that maintenance has moved twice and done everything they can to make us successful. It's been amazing.
So I'm David Andrews. So we've been working on the ground station at the school. If you go over to Robertsville Middle School, you'll see two strange-looking antennas up on the roof. That's us. And, yeah, we've had to move it, and we've had to make some adjustments to it. But if there's a lesson we've learned so far, it's space is hard. So we've had really good luck getting our downlink telemetries running. We've got good information. It tells us that the satellite is operating nominally. And we are still a week into this, we're still working on actually making contact with the satellite to send uplink commands to it. Over the weekend, we actually called in some experts, some big guns, the crew up at MIT up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who've offered to give us a hand as well to see what we can do to make contact. They've had similar circumstances. They have launched small sats as well as large military satellites, and in some instances it's taken them a couple of weeks to establish initial contact, but we're we're still very confident that we'll make contact with it. And once we do, then we go into the next phase of controlling it, getting attitude control, and then ultimately being able to download actual images from space. It's a heady thing when you think about it. We've got eighth graders downloading space images. Yeah, think about that. But we will definitely be back, and at some point we'll have our photos up on the PowerPoint for you.
So the rest of these guys, they don't want to talk. I'm going to talk for them. And I want to say something that David told me last week, and it's kind of on you all. We were down at the school, and I'd had to set the alarm off because, you know, the building's locked up, but we get to go in and work, and everybody's good with it. Nobody's saying a word, and I'm not going to tell you where David's from, but it's not here. And he said, I can tell you that the schools where I'm from do not operate like this. So it's been a constant thing for these guys to say, you know, it's amazing how everybody supported this, from Dr. Borchert's all the way down to the principals, and it's just been an amazing thing, and it would have not happened. I mean, at any time, y'all could have said, you know, that's a lot. And y'all have changed the way we do business, the way we buy things. You all have made a lot of concessions for this project, and we appreciate that. So this is Ed Dumas. He's NOAA. He's a NOAA scientist, but he just general working with our telemetry and working with flight. He's a pilot. And this is Melissa. This is our first cool thing that happened in Ramsat. They met and got married. So they met during working on this. So that was kind of cool. And you've met David and Dr. Thornton, Dr. Peter Thornton, ORNL. And Melissa, she's ORNL. He's just a bum. He's retired. You know, so he's just retired. And Dr. Thornton, our lead mentor, he's ORNL. So you can see the... And then Dr. Cross, she's helped with the curriculum and all of the school, you know, website. Everything that we've had to do school-wise, she's cleared the way for us and done a great job with that. And Jim Bogard's also part of our ham radio guys. He's done a tremendous, he's done a lot of classroom work with the kids. It's been really good. Him and David talk. We don't know what they're talking about, but they're doing stuff. And Ian Gothert, his wife teaches at Willowbrook, and Ian's our coder. So he's been writing code. Told me yesterday that he had to learn a whole new language to do this next phase of what we're working on with Ramsat. So they're just putting in a lot of time, and I think we're going to have a very successful mission. So I think that's all we have.
Dr. Thornton, I appreciate your comment about how it took everyone to make this happen, from the students who worked on it from the time they were at Robertsville and moved on to the high school and beyond, but stayed with the project, the staff members, the teachers, and the mentors. It took all of those people to make this happen, and that's why it's successful, because everybody collaborated, got excited about what might happen, and then saw reality occur. And it's good that it's continuation, that it just didn't say, well, there it goes, bye, and we're through. I think it's great that the project will go on and offer more opportunities for more students to be involved as well. So that's great. Let's congratulate these folks.
I got one more. I got one more.
No, you were cut off.
6 years. Come on. Give me five more. All right. So I will say this. One more thing. You started it. Coach Philhauer there, he helped me get my job a long time ago.
Was that a bad mistake?
everybody gets one mistake, right? All right. So I will say about all of this that we are going to continue meeting during the summer. We had a lot of high school kids back working on Thursday nights. We had middle and high school during the pandemic. We started meeting at night, and we had as many high school kids coming back to work on this as the middle school kids. And that was a pretty cool thing. And one more that nobody knows, there were 21 missions that were approved. The only ones that finished for this launch was Ramsat. None of the others, all that list of those colleges, nobody finished but this team right here. So I thought that's kind of, nobody knows that, but you all do now, that What they did, nobody else did. So,
Ben, you getting that for the newspaper? Help me congratulate these. I wish there was a more way we could congratulate you, but I think your congratulations has come by what you have seen and what has been accomplished in this project. So, but help me congratulate them anyway for all they've done. Thank you all very much for being here tonight. We much appreciate it, and we'll continue to hear from you, I'm sure. And folks in the audience, as much as I hate to say this, this would be a good time for you to leave if you want to leave. You're welcome to stay. Next item on the agenda is the public forum. It is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. At that time, please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board now, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium. Are we signing in up there? And I haven't said this. It's been a while since I've had to say this. And sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time?
My name is Rose Weaver, and I'm speaking as the chairperson for the NAACP Education Committee. First, I want to leave some of these flyers with you. I think you already have them because you all worked with us back in April to ensure that we provided to parents as well as to some organization resources that are available for education in Oak Ridge. And I know that you all helped us to put this together. The flyer was provided to parents, they were provided to the schools and to organizations, and it was written in Spanish, and also it was written into English. And I'll just leave it right here. I want to thank the Board of Education and as well as the administration, because your assistance and identifying those resources did help parents. But our biggest concern right now is that our parents are not engaged in the education process in Oak Ridge. This is throughout the city of Oak Ridge. So a lot of times parents will be motivated as well as students if there is some type of incentive. So we're planning a back-to-school event with the focus of this program, educating the parents on various programs and options available for our students to be successful. We want to engage parents. We want to engage students. We want to provide to them about after-school programs, college course options, as well as resources. So this event would take place in August. It would be open to the whole community. It would be a fun. It would be educational, and the end of the event in the evening would be the showing of a movie outside. We're asking for the school administration and the board to help us in identifying teachers or presenters that can provide this resource to the parents as well as whatever assistance and support that you can provide. We'll be providing a letter and information to you in the very, very near future, but we need your help because we feel that there are those students that are not engaging themselves to be as successful as other students in the Oak Ridge school system. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, and that sounds exciting, and thank you for your continued work to support Oak Ridge education. And to Mr. Stevens and I were talking before the meeting of my five things that bother me about education. One of those five is parent engagement. Yes. And so anything we can do to get more parents involved is wonderful. So thank you. We look forward to it.
We'll be following up with you. Thank you very much.
Seeing no one else, we'll move on in the agenda. Next is the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Please cast your vote. There we go. Motion passes unanimously. Now to items for action. Item A is FY21 budget transfer number 6. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY21 budget transfer number 6.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As we discussed at our last meeting, this is to establish revenue and expenditure budgets for the Oak Ridge Education Foundation grants, transfer from contingency budget to cover COVID supplies and expenditures, realignment of some budgeted salary and benefit lines, and routine budget transfers and revisions.
Any questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. On the next item, you're going to see something a little different here. Ms. Lammerhurt and I discussed this and have researched this. You want to say anything or you want me just to jump right into it? There are a number. We know that it is possible to have a first reading and then turn right around and have a second reading, that same meeting. Obviously, if it's an item that needs additional attention, an item that we want to allow time for public input, we wouldn't do that. But here on item B, this is budget transfer number 7. We're kind of wasting our time coming back and having to go through the whole process again. So it is legal for us to have a first and second reading at the same time. Did I say that okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do, unless there's objection. And if we do it, and certainly if there is objection to doing it on something that you want more time for, certainly we'll do that. But for this, it makes sense to do it this way. So, the item is budget transfer number 7, first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY21 budget transfer number 7.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Any comments, Dr. Borchers?
And as you can see from the memo, the reason we're doing first and second, because we're making revenue and expenditure budgets for summer learning grants and summer learning transportation grant, as well as some coordinated school health and Title I grant budgets.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. FY21 budget transfer number 7 passes unanimously on first and second reading. Next, we move to the FY22 food service contract renewal. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 food service contract renewal with Aramark Educational Services, LLC.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Just a couple of highlights from the memo you see there. There is going to be an increase of 2.72% in the annual general and administrative expenses fee. You'll also notice there's a guaranteed budget surplus in this agreement. And then finally, there's no increases in meal prices planned. So I think that's important to note as part of this contract as well. Ms. Jen Taylor is here, though, if there are any specific questions.
Ms. McClain.
I'd like to know how the summer food distribution is going.
Happy Monday, everybody. Mm-hmm. our weekly giveaway is going great. Last Thursday, we gave out 7,000 meals within an hour and a half with the assistance of Oak Ridge High School's ROTC. So it's been going wonderfully. And prior to that, we've given out over 6,000 meals, and before that, another 6,000. We have two more Thursdays that we're going to be giving out meals. So it's pretty busy. It's a wonderful sight to see, and everyone's driving through, and it's just been phenomenal. And thank you so much for your support.
Don't go away. Anyone else? Mr.
Yes.
Stevens?
Yeah, you got to stand there for this. A huge pat on the back all the help that your organization has done in providing food, meals, to the families in Oak Ridge. Unless I missed something, the organization as a whole has been above and beyond, and the impact, it goes without question, because you're doing an outstanding job as an organization in supporting the students, the families, here in Oak Ridge. That's a big deal. So thanks. Greatly appreciate it.
I appreciate you as well. We strive to be, the answer is yes, what's the question? So, and we're just excited to continue serving the community and the students of Oak Ridge, and we just appreciate your time and support and business, and it's overwhelming, the support we've gotten from Oak Ridge Schools and administration. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Motion on the floor is approval of the FY22 food service contract. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is also a contract renewal. This is the FY22 First Student Transportation. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 First Student Contract Renewal.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the memo there, this is our 14th year with First Student. And then back in February 2017, we agreed to a 6-year extension, and that included a 2.75% increase, and that's what you'll see here in this contract. And as you can further read there, the proposed rates include operational leases for 26 buses over the term of the contract. But I'd like Mr. Lay to say just a couple of things about those 26 buses, if you would, Mr. Lay.
Yes, if this will be the first year that there are no Oak Ridge School owned buses. So all the buses we will be running, with the exception of the spares, will basically be first student buses. But if you look at the statement on the bottom of your supporting documentation, we are experiencing growth in some of your outlying areas. And Mr. Bunch has already spoken with me and said that we will try to live within the 25 buses that we are going to run. But I'm sorry, the 26 buses. But it may be required for us to transport and have good service to basically add two buses this year. So he's added the cost of the additional two buses. We will continue to monitor student enrollment, continue to monitor new students or families moving into some of the new areas, especially those on our outer areas, and see do we need to add two additional buses to our transportation. So we will only do that if it's necessary, but if we have to do that, you see the additional cost. And while I'm speaking, I would just want to brag once again on Jen and Aramark and Cliff with First Student. I mean, our contractors are just absolutely wonderful. During this pandemic, during this year of unknowns and consistent changes, you know, I've just thought once or twice, this isn't going to fly. There will be at least a little percentage of resistance. It's just never been there. They're absolutely phenomenal, so thank you.
I would agree with that. I think we all would, 100%. Questions? Motion on the floor is approval of FY22 First Student Transportation Contract. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the approval of the FY22 annual copy paper bid and purchase. Dr. Bortras.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of FY22 annual copy paper bid and purchase in the total amount of $31,716.51.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Bortras.
And as the board knows, we do this every year, and this bid was the lowest that met the specifications of the bid.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is approval of the FY22 school class fees. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY22 school class fees.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to go ahead and read that first paragraph of the memo that you have there. State guidance on school fees allows schools to request but not require fees for activities and materials that impact students during the regular school day or that are part of the curriculum. Any request for fees must still be approved by the Board of Education. We are requesting that the attached fee list be approved as a requested but not required fee list for the Oak Ridge schools. And Mr. Lay shared that none of our fees are going up this current school year. But Mr. Lay, do you have anything else to add there?
No, I would just add that sometimes we ask, how are we doing in the collection of fees? And that was a hot topic about 3 or 4 years ago. I've had a few side conversations with bookkeepers and principals, and it appears that, you know, yes, it did. Our percentage of fees collected went down some a few years ago, but it seems to have leveled off and possibly even increased in a few areas. But the other thing I noticed today going back, you know, at one time we had some fees that were much higher, especially in some of our encore classes. And I think we looked at basically the data we had and our difficulty in collecting fees, and we lowered those to where they were more reasonable. So I think everything working together, we're in a pretty good place.
Comments or questions? All right, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the Oak Ridge High School boys basketball trip to the Bahamas. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Oak Ridge High School boys basketball travel to Freeport, Bahamas to participate in the Tabernacle Baptist Christian Academy Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament, November 24th through the 27th, 2021.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As just a reminder, we've approved this trip in the past. It is paid for basketball by basketball boosters. And Mr. Lee, do you want to share some conversations you've had just to make sure, because we now we're talking about travel out of country, and we've been working with our attorneys. So I'll let Mr. Lee kind of talk about that.
Yes, sir. The best statement that I enjoy reading is the part that there's no cost to the students. The only requirement is that they basically attain a passport prior to travel. But because of the difficult decisions the board had last year as far as canceling a few trips that were basically planned because of COVID, we were successful in having them add a statement, and it basically just says if the authority of Oak Ridge Schools find it necessary to cancel this trip due to basically COVID-related issues, you think about, once again, the Delta strand, if the worst were to happen, we can basically cancel this trip and receive 90% of our money back, which, considering it wouldn't involve attorneys, is really a good deal. So that is in there. In any trips moving forward, we have a statement from Larry, our attorney, our legal team, and we will keep making sure that is part of the contract once again. And that way, as you guys make difficult decisions, at least you don't have to weigh in on the concern about how much money we're going to lose in the process. So.
Good. Yes, thank you. Comments or questions?
Angie.
Oh, Ms. Eagles, sorry.
Do we know what percentage of those who will be traveling have been vaccinated?
No, ma'am, I have not asked that question. But I'll see if we have an idea. So that would be good information. So.
I would be a lot more comfortable if they're all vaccinated.
I understand and agree. Okay.
Yeah, my concerns were along the same line. So I'm trying to think, are majority of these students already older than 12?
Yes, sir, 100%.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
100% are eligible to be vaccinated.
Okay. That's
all right. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. And Mr. Lay, we don't meet again until August, but after tonight. So sometime between now and before then, maybe if you could follow up and kind of see where that stands, I think that'd be helpful for the board to know that.
Yes, sir. I will send an email tomorrow morning or this evening, and I'm sure it will take Coach Green a few days to get that information, but I will share it with you once I have it. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, moving on, reclassification of a 1.0 Oak Ridge High School math teacher position. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval to reclassify a 1.0 Oak Ridge High School math teacher vacancy to a 1.0 health science teacher position.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
I just want to point to the memo that was provided from Oak Ridge High School, and very happy with Dr. Adams, you know, looking at the number of sections that are available to him. And as you can see here in the description, we had a mathematics teacher opening, but after they conducted their schedule, did all their scheduling, realized there weren't enough sections for a teacher to teach a math, to have a full-time math person, but we did have numbers of students that weren't able to get into the health sciences classes. So it just so happens we had lack of sections for a math teacher, so we didn't hire there. We're proposing not to hire there. We had sections of students that requested the Health Science Academy but didn't have the FTE to offer that. So it worked out to where we could just reclassify this, and it's no impact to our overall budget.
Comments or questions? Ms. McClain?
So do you think you'll have a hard time finding a health science teacher?
That's a good question. I know, Ms. Thompson, do you have any idea there? You probably have a feel for that better than I.
It is my understanding that we have already made several contacts for health science teachers and have a lead, on that position.
One good thing about that, I wish it would work out this way all the time when there's a need like that, that there's a vacancy and not having to switch somebody else or do that makes it a lot easier. Any other questions? Then please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the addition of a 1.0 Innovative Schools Grant Lead Teacher. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addition of a 1.0 Innovative Schools Grant Lead Teacher.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
I'm not going to read through the whole memo that is provided there, but you know just how excited myself and our team is about this grant. Calling it iSchool, I have to get that in my vocabulary. I keep using Fab Lab and other things, but it's going to be very exciting. And as this board knows, we've talked about this person will be Dr. Mark Buckner, and it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful addition to the high school through this grant.
Comments or questions? Excuse me.
This class almost makes me want to go back to high school.
Almost. All right. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is FY21 Learning Camps Transportation Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 Learning Camps Transportation Grant application.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain.
This is the night of grants, and this is just another great one. As you can see from the memo there, this grant will serve over 700 students for our summer learning camps, and bus service will be provided for any student who needs it to attend summer learning camps, and it's roughly around $85,000. So just more money that will help us as we move through this.
Questions? Ms. Engel.
What is our participation in the summer learning camps relative to what we thought it needed to be?
Our summer camp administrators have been working so hard. And relative to what we thought it would be, we have had at 95% participation. We have had some people miss days and or a week to do vacation. But our administrators are continuing to call families and help people get on the bus and make sure that they come and attend our camps. Our middle school camp ended last week. It will continue again during our intersession periods, but our elementary camps have another week and a half, I believe. So it's gone very well.
Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, FY22 Epidemiology and Laboratory Capacity ELC Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 ELC Grant.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers?
As you can see, this is another wonderful grant. I want to give Mr. Lay and others all the accolades of going through the steps to attain this grant. You can see it's about $1.2 million. It will help us in many, many different areas. And, of course, if there are cases that happen during flu season, this will help us quite a bit, and also can offset the cost of our current school nurses. So there are some major benefits to this grant. Mr. Lay, you've worked so deeply with this. Other comments?
You know, I would just say it's just a win-win for the school system. We, once again, and Pat and I kept thinking, they don't do this in grants. So we insisted on receiving in writing that we could use this grant to pay the salaries of our current nurses, plus the two additional nurses that we will hire to basically be involved in testing and also service substitutes. So basically, our nurses are paid for an entire school year. We can update each and every one of our current school nurse clinics. Of course, we have the money to also purchase the test that we are required that we will purchase to basically test individuals to see if they have COVID-19. This also includes money for us to send it off to a laboratory and basically determine if it's a positive or a negative test. So it's just positive. The only thing we couldn't do that I was hopeful we could do was to extend the testing to our school families. And basically that was the one thing we were told, no, we couldn't do that. But this is just a win-win situation for us.
You sure you read that information correctly?
But once again, I received good advice from Mrs. Smith, and she said, let's get that in writing, okay? And we have that in writing. I mean, that's just unheard of to be able to do that. Because actually, you know, we were encouraged to apply for it, Dr. Borchers, and, you know, we're thinking, we thought $700,000, which honestly, we were debating, how are we going to spend $700,000? But then when we actually started the application process, we saw that the $700,000 was actually $1.2 million. So now we really had a big issue. And, but then we were told we can pay salaries, which really made spending this money very easy to spend. But once again, if you look at some of our nursing clinics in our schools, Willowbrook, Jefferson, Robertsville, they're too small, they're outdated. But we're looking at new wall coverings, new casings, new equipment. Every lab will have, and I'm sorry, I don't know the proper name, but that machine you see in the hospital on the pole on wheels that tests all your vitals, we'll have one of those in each lab. I mean, we are really going to be stepping up our clinics, the equipment in our clinics, and once again, we have labor provided for a full year. So.
Fantastic. All right, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item L, FY22 Voluntary Pre-K Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 VPK grant in the amount of $459,658.83.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this is something we do on a yearly basis, and this grant provides funding for 5 pre-K classrooms to provide services for 104 year-old students.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the FY22 Consolidated Funding Application. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 Federal Consolidated Funding Application.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, again, this is something we do on an annual basis, and you can see from the memo from Dr. Williams here, this makes up, the makeup of this CFA includes Title I, II, III, IV, and IDA Part B and IDA Preschool.
Question? Then please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item N, FY22 Oak Ridge School Student Code of Conduct Handbook. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 Oak Ridge School Student Code of Conduct Handbook.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Again, one of those things that we do annually, and the changes are there in red for the board to look at and review. Dr. Henderson, kind of our handbook guru, is here as well. If there's any specific questions you might have.
Comments or questions from the board? Then please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Certainly we'll find out if the roof leaks. And all our roofs. Well, that's why maybe Alan's not here.
maybe.
Okay, moving on. Next item is approval of an addition of a 0.75 TA position with a reduction of 2.5 TA positions at Linden Elementary. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addition of a 0.75 TA position with a reduction of 2.5 TA positions at Linden Elementary.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
It's pretty self-explanatory there. If you look at the memo from Dr. Ward, so actually a reduction of 0.25, thinking it makes more sense to go with a 0.75 TA rather than 2.5 TAs.
Comments or questions from the board? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. So we move next to items for information. To enrollment and attendance reports. Mr. Lay.
Yes, sir. Basically, and we did not have attendance data for this time of the year, this past year, once again because of the pandemic. So using the data from last month, our enrollment has decreased 183 students. And I will say when I read that number or see that number, it doesn't feel like we've had that decrease when you talk about transportation and teacher-student ratio. So we're still trying to, once again, get a grip on that reduction. And I've already heard from two principals today, students who were basically Connect OR this past year. Those parents have already communicated they'll be back with us next year face-to-face. So we're excited about next year and looking at numbers based on our building throughout the city. I think you'll see this number increase, and once again, we're pleased to know that we're getting our students back, and because we know that we're best face-to-face.
Well, in talking before the meeting with Dr. Henderson, she is receiving a lot of information for those who wish to attend our school. So, you know, we talked about this back several meetings ago, that this number right now may be misleading until we know what impact all of this moving and house buying and house selling and house construction is going to have on our school district. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Thank you. Finance report, any questions? Items for discussion, any old business, new business? Communications. Some of our board members will be attending before we meet again. It's the Summer Law Institute in Gatlinburg, which is put on by the Tennessee School Board Association, to learn about all the legal impacts that may be facing us in this coming school year and issues that we need to pay particular attention to. Also, as I mentioned earlier, this board will not meet officially again until August. So I hope everyone in that short period of time has an opportunity to do some exciting things. I know our administrative staff is already working feverishly because it won't be long before kids will be back in our buildings. Some are already there now, of course. So we appreciate that. Any additional comments from the members of the board? Mr. Lay?
Just a reminder, our second student vaccine clinic will be this Friday, Oak Ridge High School, Wildcat Arena, beginning at 9 o'clock.
So I had a question, which, and I appreciate I've forgotten to write this down, you bring that up. This can be only for students who had the first. Is that correct?
That was my initial understanding, but I will be speaking with Madison, who will be working with the health department. And if that is not the case, we will send out an announcement Thursday evening as a reminder. And if that is indeed open for students to come receive their first vaccine, if they're willing to do that, we will offer that. But if not, so basically the announcement will go out to all secondary families, and we will clarify one way or the other. So.
Thank you. Ms. Agle.
Yeah, we had discussed previously that starting next year, the state will only allow school systems to do remote learning if they set it up as a separate school. However, State Board Member Bob Eby was a guest of the Chamber of Commerce Advocacy Committee meeting last week, and he did say that they were working on making it possible for the 22-23 school year to make it possible for systems the size of ours to be able to offer remote learning for those few students who really do function better with it, to be able to do that without forming a whole separate school. So they are on a path to be able to do that. And that's not most kids. Most kids do better face-to-face. But we learned this year that there are a few students that really thrive in the remote environment for a variety of reasons. It may be children who have health issues, but the state board is looking to get a path to allow us to do that without forming a whole separate school.
And that would certainly be valuable, because if school district of ours, there's no way we could form a school to do that at all. So we'll see what happens. I meant to mention, when you were talking about transportation, we did say at our transportation visit, and I mentioned this to you, I think, not too long ago, that the board invitation to city council, invitation to the planning commission, we're going to get on a bus when that time comes for our visit. And Clifford, I think, said he would drive us, if I remember correctly. And he's going to take us around to let us see where the impact of bus transportation is occurring, not just necessarily where everybody's living, but issues with buses getting down streets where cars are parked everywhere or turning around. I think that'd be valuable, not just for the board, but for city council and the planning commission to do that as well. So we have not forgotten that, and we have that on our agenda to do that. So, all right. Thank everybody for being here. Richard and Dave, thank you all. Appreciate it. Lynn, thank you. We stand adjourned.